From Spark and Anvil and Lattice Forge, this is Pika in Chapter 1 of the Lattice Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pika worked a loom. That's the closest word for it. A big, upright frame of squares, and along the top of every column and the side of every row, a little stack of numbers. The numbers weren't a total, the way Kaku's were. They were a description. They told you the lengths of the filled runs in that line, in order, with at least one blank between runs. So a row of 10 cells, Maya said, with the clue 7, one run of 7 filled cells, somewhere in the 10, Pika said, her fingers already moving. It can slide a little, but watch. She marked the row's leftmost possible 7 and its rightmost possible 7, and where the two overlapped, the middle, those cells were filled no matter where the run actually sat. 4 cells in the middle are certain. The ends are still loose, but the middle is yours. Maya stared. You solved part of it without knowing the rest. That's the whole craft, Pika said, threading a filled cell into place. You don't need the ends to be sure of the middle.
Pika had grown up in a weaving town, watching her aunt read pattern cards, cards punched with the lengths of each colored stripe. Her aunt never guessed where a stripe went. She'd measure the longest stripe against the width of the cloth and say, "This one's so wide it can only sit here, near enough," and mark the part that couldn't move. The first time Pika did it herself, she was small and impatient and wanted to fill the whole row at once. Her aunt caught her hand. "You'll fill a cell you'll have to pull out," she said. "Fill only what has to be filled. Mark what has to be blank. The picture comes when you stop reaching past what you know." It was the hardest lesson and the one that stuck. Certainty first. The rest follows the certain part, like thread follows a needle.
Ada saw her fill a corner of a nonogram nobody had cracked and knew right away. "You're not painting," Ada said. "You're proving." "Every filled cell I place, I can tell you why it can't be blank," Pika said. "Every blank I place, I can tell you why it can't be filled. The clue numbers do the arguing. I just listen." Her method is overlap and edges. A long run in a narrow line barely moves, so its overlap is huge, big blocks of certain cells. A run pinned against the edge, a clue that starts a line with the run touching the wall, is exact. And once a run is placed for sure, the cell right after it must be blank. You can't have two runs touching. Those forced blanks then squeeze the next run, which reveals its own overlap, and the picture walks itself open, cell by justified cell. A girl was filling a Picross by vibes, a cell here because it felt like part of the shape. "What's the clue on that column?" Pika asked. 3, then 2. "How many cells?" 10. 3, a gap, 2. That's at least 6 cells of pattern in 10. Slide it left as far as it goes, slide it right as far as it goes. Where does the 3 overlap itself? The girl worked it out on her fingers. The middle of the 3 is filled both ways, one cell for sure. "One cell you'll never have to erase," Pika said. "Build out from the cells you can defend, never from a feeling." The girl marked her one certain cell, then the forced blank beside the finished run, and suddenly the column had edges to push against, and the two came clear a breath later.
When a grid finishes, Pika steps back the way a weaver steps back from a loom, far enough to see the whole cloth at once. Out of a field of numbers and blanks, a picture, a bird, a key, a little running fox. Every filled cell she can point to and say the clue forced this. Every blank the same. There's a specific gladness in watching the picture arrive. Not all at once, but the way dawn arrives. Certain cells first, and then the loose ones snapping into place around them. Her chest goes warm and open, the way it does when something you are patient with finally shows you what it was.
You don't need the ends to be sure of the middle, she murmurs, the way her aunt used to. Stand on the middle. The picture will come to you.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned Topeka. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.